Hey, big news on Solana. Validator client V118 is now running about 85% of the network's consensus stake. That feels like a real milestone.
It is, and it's more than just a version bump. It's a strong signal that validators are broadly adopting the latest infrastructure in a way that supports stability, coordination, and long-term operational health.
For folks who may not know, a validator client is the software validators run to take part in Solana's proof-of-stake consensus process.
Exactly. It lets them watch network activity, process blocks, vote or propose when needed, and stay in sync with the rest of the network.
And because validators are the ones keeping the chain running, upgrading that software is a pretty important operational task.
Right. They have to balance uptime, performance, security, and compatibility with the wider network, so it's not just a quick install.
One key detail: adoption here is measured by stake, not just by how many nodes upgraded.
That matters. In proof of stake, stake represents economic weight.
So a validator with a large amount of staked SOL has more influence on consensus than one with a smaller amount.
Exactly. When 85% of consensus stake is running V118, it means the economic center of gravity of the network has shifted to the new client.
That's a more meaningful measure than node count alone.
And the milestone suggests a few important things.
First, there's broad validator coordination.
A large portion of the network is moving in the same direction, which lowers the risk of fragmentation across competing software versions.
Second, it shows operational confidence.
Validators seem comfortable with the release after deploying it, monitoring it, and seeing how it behaves.
Third, it creates stronger upgrade momentum.
Once most of the stake is on the new version, the remaining nodes are more likely to follow because staying on an older version becomes less practical and potentially more costly.
The article really emphasizes that network upgrades aren't just software events, they're highly operational.
Right. Validators have to avoid rushing too quickly, because that can cause downtime, missed votes, or degraded performance.
But they also can't delay indefinitely.
Correct. Falling behind the network can reduce their effectiveness and compatibility.
So reaching 85% stake-weighted adoption suggests the validator community found a workable middle path between caution and progress.
That's a good way to put it.
Validator software is also critical because it's the foundation of the infrastructure that keeps the chain running.
The more aligned the network is on a given client version, the easier it is to reason about performance, compatibility, and future upgrades.
And validators typically don't upgrade blindly.
No. They review release notes, watch early adopters, test in staging environments, and coordinate timing to avoid creating instability.
The 85% milestone indicates that this careful process has largely succeeded.
For users and ecosystem builders, the main benefit is more stable network behavior.
When most consensus stake is running the same version, the network tends to behave more predictably.
There's less uncertainty around version mismatches, and the cluster is better positioned to handle routine operations without unnecessary friction.
That matters for everyday users, because it supports smoother transaction processing and more reliable network performance.
It also matters for developers building on Solana.
Applications depend on reliable transaction processing, low latency, and consistent network behavior.
When validator infrastructure is upgraded and aligned, it creates a healthier environment for wallets, exchanges, DeFi protocols, games, and other dApps.
In short, the backend becomes more dependable, and that benefits the whole ecosystem.
The remaining 15% of consensus stake doesn't indicate failure.
Reaching 85% is a strong signal of success.
The remaining validators may be completing maintenance, waiting for a safer upgrade window, or simply operating at a different pace.
In many upgrade cycles, the final stretch can take longer because the remaining nodes often belong to larger or more cautious operators.
As adoption gets higher, the network becomes more homogeneous, and staying on an older version becomes increasingly impractical, which encourages the final wave of upgrades.
Overall, Solana's 85% consensus stake milestone for validator client V118 is best understood as evidence of healthy network coordination.
It shows that the validator community is actively maintaining the infrastructure that supports the chain, that stake-weighted adoption is moving in the right direction, and that the network is converging around the latest client version in a way that supports long-term stability.
For a high-performance blockchain, that kind of operational discipline is important.
The milestone is not just about shipping code. It's about getting the network to adopt that code safely, consistently, and broadly.
The significance lies less in the version number itself and more in the health of the system behind it.
For Solana, this is progress that strengthens confidence in the network's underlying infrastructure.